This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And this is a voice all you habitual channel surfers will likely recognize.
Well, I want to know. I want to see if I got anybody out there that loves me. Now, call me if you want me to continue. Otherwise, I won't.
That's Dr. Gene Scott, a preacher, teacher, horse breeder, stamp collector, and cigar-smoking television icon. His round-the-clock TV ministry reached round the world, some 180 countries. Gene Scott died yesterday. He was 75 and had suffered a stroke. Scott's on-air manner and appearance were hard to forget. He cursed and ranted, wore sombreros one day, and crown the next. And he asked for money and got lots of it. But Gene Scott was not your run-of-the-mill televangelist, says Harvard University lecturer Richard Parker.
I just love the combination of his erudition and wackiness and televangelism. There was nobody like him, and I'll miss him.
Hard to turn away once you actually caught him on the tube.
It was a miracle on air. It just I never ceased to love him. He is out of the Assemblies of God Pentecostal tradition, but had a PhD from Stanford University. And as a consequence, his style of preaching was closer to a style of lecturing that incorporated preaching elements. That is, he would stand in front of a blackboard, pacing back and forth.
And he also would solicit quite a bit of money. By some estimates, $1 million a month. What did he do with all that cash?
Well, that's hard to tell. I mean, there have been a number of troubles that Reverend Scott got in. He got into tangles with the IRS. He got into tangles with the California State Attorney General. And my understanding is that part of it was that rather than accept donations as a church, which would have required him to record the donations and provide minimal auditability by the state of his records, he instead had his parishioners donate the money as a personal gift to him, Gene Scott. And there was no legal requirement for him to report the income that he was receiving. He paid no taxes on it because it was a gift. The donors got no tax deductibility as they would for giving to a church, but didn't seem to mind.
Now, we should say, when most people think of a televangelist, they usually think of a man. They're not always a man, but they usually are men, and they're usually very well-groomed. Suit, tie. Gene Scott did not fit that bill.
I guess he was sort of a Howard Hughes of televangelism, and he resembled what I think Howard Hughes might have looked like at a certain later stage of Hughes's life, where his hair had gone gray, he'd grown a beard, the hair and the beard were both wild, he had large outsized plastic frame glasses that he would take on and off, he smoked a cigar on the podium, unique among televangelists that I'm aware of, and reveled in the fact that he'd been able to elicit a Rolex watch from one of his parishioners because he had complained on air when parishioners of the Reverend Jimmy Swaggart had given Swaggart a gold Rolex. Gene Scott's complaint wasn't that there was too much opulence being poured on Reverend Swaggart. It was that he hadn't gotten the same opulent gift from his own parishioners, and he kept haranguing them until someone delivered him a gold Rolex as well.
Did he cast a large shadow in Los Angeles and Southern California?
No, I mean, he was just one more figure in a wonderful rainbow. I mean, you know, this is the town of Amy Semple McPherson. This is the town where Billy Graham broke into the big time with the support of William Randolph Hearst. This is the town that has been the source of religious renewal, although largely on the fringes of American religious life, for more than a century.
Richard Parker, thanks so much for talking to us.
Not at all.
Harvard University lecturer Richard Parker talking about televangelist Gene Scott. Scott died yesterday at age 75.